Europe remains divided over how exactly to save troubled Greece. A meeting in Brussels of the finance ministers of the 17 countries using the euro failed to produce consensus. A year ago, the EU approved a bailout for Greece. The latest quarterly tranche of that money was disbursed just days ago. But it recently became clear that Athens needs a second rescue package, about 100 billion euros for 2012 and beyond.
This will be prepared without delay. In fact, the preparations are going on, have been going on since the adoption of the fifth tranche of the current program. Now the preparations will be intensified for a decision shortly.
But these bailout preparations have been highly controversial. Some Eurozone countries, like Germany and the Netherlands, want Greece's private creditors to contribute to the assistance package. How? By rolling over about 30 billion euros of Greek bonds. The goal is to ease the burden for the Eurozone taxpayers. But others, like Spain and the European Central Bank, worry that this will make the markets even more nervous. Major credit rating agencies like Standard & Poor's have said that if private creditors are forced to buy more Greek bonds, they will declare that Greece has defaulted on its debt. This debt is massive, about 150% of the nation's GDP. Despite that, EU leaders said talks with Greece's creditors are going on. But Greece is not the only embattled country in the Eurozone. Just recently, Ireland and Portugal received bailouts too. Economists say the road ahead for these countries will not be easy.
What these countries need is a painful adjustment. Painful adjustment means reducing consumption, in the end reducing wages, the kind of adjustment that had experienced the Baltic countries.
But experts say this adjustment does not encourage growth. These austerity measures have also met with public protests. On top of that, fear is growing that the instability could spread to bigger Eurozone economies, like Italy and Spain. Yıldız Zarakova, Press TV, Brussels.